to make your booty go.
Hello, it's Open House Party. You're on the radio. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, who is this?
This is Brad. Who's this?
This is this is Casey Kasem. Yeah, what do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
We want to hear, maybe one more time, the techno version.
Oh, with Britney Spears. Yeah, we have a great remix of that. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, can you do that?
Of course, we can do anything. Who is this, Brett?
This is Brett, and I'm going to shout out my girlfriend, Angel.
Where's Angel, Brett?
She's in Peoria, Illinois.
And where are you?
And we're on our way to Cedar Falls, Iowa.
What are you going to do there?
We're probably just gonna sit around and dance to your techno beats all night long.
Oh, that sounds
excellent.
Like fun. All right. Well, here's a great song. It's Asher Crowley Open House Party. I'm bringing back the memories of Britney when she was young and innocent.
I'm a brunette.
What's that? That's
here's right. Britney when she was young and innocent.
Oh, thanks, dude.
All right, bye.
Love
big prizes out tonight. We're giving away autographed pictures of Jessica Simpson.
For one, exactly.
But we decided to sweeten the pot.
And now all the music I want to hear.
It's just awesome.
Open house party.
This is how my weekend sounds.
This is so much fun. Hey, John, I love you.
A signal spanning all 50 United States and the Carol Beer till 11 o'clock. That's right. 25 cent rings all the way till 11.
Plus, Carrie with 93.7 KRQ will be in the house broadcasting live along with Obi-Wan Kenobi in the mix all night. All night. And mention 93.7 KRQ and get your coat checked free at the door.
It's the place to be and to be seen.
25 cent Saturdays in Coconuts Entertainment Complex.
With the hottest music, awesome drink specials, and the best looking crowd in Tucson.
Coconuts Entertainment Complex.
Entertainment Complex. Downtown Tucson, 296 North Stone. Plus, join us every Thursday night for Wet and Wild Thursday with a chance to win a hot tub from LA Spas. Plus, ladies, find out how you can win $100. Just bring your swimsuits and get ready to get wet. With no cover for the ladies and 25 cent drinks till 11. It's the place to be and to be seen. Coconut.
This is Open House Party on 93.7 KRQ.
Dirty Nelly on the show that kicks ass every weekend. Open house party right here with John Garabedian. Yeah.
Join me tonight on the biggest, most insane party there is, Open House Party with John Garabedian. You don't even need a fake ID to get in.
Hey, we're John Jay and Rich.
From JC Chazé.
How you doing? Rowdy crowd.
You know, back when you were in Sig, used to call you Chazez. You said, John, it's French. It's Chazé.
I've gotten every pronunciation across the board. Usually people throw a V in there and think I'm Spanish. They go, JC Chavez. I'm like, there's no V, but it's all good.
It is. Welcome back. It's nice to have you back here. You've been coming here for a few years.
For quite a few years, man. I've enjoyed it, though. So.
Well, we've enjoyed having you here, too. Well, let's take a break here, and then we'll come back and find out what your life's been done and where everybody else is.
Yes, indeed.
Open house party with JC. Stick around.
Open house party. Open house party.
Open house party. We're here with JC. Everyone say
hi.
You can tell you have fans because this place gets packed.
Yeah, right. You walk around with an entourage, dude. I saw you leaving the house. There were like 10 people following you.
Where's everybody in sync? Justin's doing, we all know what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean,
Joey got married.
Joey's getting married, actually. He's almost there.
And the Greek wedding?
We're like, dude, are you going to be okay now? I mean, you know, this is forever and everything. But yeah, he's into it. He's in love and life is good. Lance is in Los Angeles. And
getting ready for another space shot?
Yeah, I guess so. No, he's got his thumb out. out and he's trying to catch the next shuttle. But he's actually working on his own TV production company and movie company. Like, he's really stepped it up. He's actually gotten some really great partners, some people that are like veterans of the business, and he's learning from the right people. And he wants to make his own like mini movies and television shows.
Wow.
Yeah, he's Hollywood now.
The person who's totally disappeared is Chris. Was it?
Chris isn't disappeared at all. Well, I just saw him a couple days ago. I was in Atlanta and he was there. He came up to see me, and man, he's actually in the studio now as well, but he's taking a whole nother like direction. He's going like full on rocking out, and he's having and it sounds really good. So you know, next thing you know, after my record comes out, give it a couple months, you might hear a Chris record as well.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
So what's going on in your life now? I guess this is it, you're working this now.
Yeah, it's like I'm starting to do, you know, I wanted to start from the ground up. It's like I didn't want to take an egotistical approach and say the world owes me this because you know, I came out of NSYNC and we're big. I'm going to everywhere I can, and I'm going to see everybody face to face again, and I'm having fun, man. I want to be in contact with everyone again. That's my goal.
Well, you're such a great singer. You listen to the parts, you can hear you and Justin back and forth
things. Yeah. So now I got a whole record of just insanity, which is cool.
Putting the record together, you've got the Basement Jacks on the record with
you,
and you're on their new record.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Some Girls Dance with Women. This is the first single out from your album, which is called Schizophrenic.
Yes, indeedy.
And how'd this thing get written? How'd you do?
You know what
you produced the album yourself.
Yeah. What I did is it was co-produced. I mean, you know, whoever I was writing with, we just made. I kept my writing process and production really relaxed, and I just did it with my friends. This song came. Just did it at my house. We like went out one night, had a few drinks, had some laughs. Came back to the studio or whatever. We were all like wired. We all had like this energy. We were like, all right, dude, we got to do our own club track. There's a million club tracks. Let's do our version of the club record. You know, and so the whole thing is just a night out. It's like doing a lap in a club. Okay, you pull up to the club, try and skip the line, get your butt in there, get your drink, get your table, take a look around the place. I want to meet a girl. Da 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 da. She's standing in the corner. Hi, honey. How you doing? You know, it's like it's that kind of thing, man. And it turned out, you know, really cool. And then when I started working on the hook, it was just like it got to the point where it was like you see the crowd of girls over there, and then it just came out. You know, some girls dance with women, and they know that it gets them attention. You know, and it was like,
and I want to be a part of
it. And
this.
All of a sudden, it was like, and I want to be in the middle of it. Yeah, because you know what? It's something that happens in every club in the world, and I can't believe that nobody pointed the finger at it. And I was lucky enough to make the observation at the right place at the right time. It was like, you know what, there's a million songs about blinging, there's a million songs about rolling on dubs, there's a million songs about popping bottles in the club and getting low and everything like that, and yet this is something that everybody knows, everybody sees, everybody talks about, and nobody wrote a song. I was like, it's mine.
Here it is,
Jay-Z
says, hey, open house party, some girl.
The door is coming off the hinges. I'm not about that. No, that is not in here. The
old. Yeah!
Open house party.
Send your phone calls.
Open house party.
This hour's most requested song. Yeah.